because it wasn't very nice.
What? It's not very loud. You want me to yell?
Yeah, you got it. In your mouth.
Yeah, use your outside.
Oh, no. All right. Let's get started with announcements this morning. The big one that I'm told I am not to forget is July 2nd, which is next Sunday. We will not be here in the church. We're doing the community-wide service at the United Methodist Church. I believe it's on the lawn. So, and I did get a hold of them. They will have Sunday school classes. I'm not sure entirely what that means, but I believe we're all together for the start. So next Sunday, don't come here. Nobody's going to be here. We are all going to be in town at the United Methodist Church. And right after service there next week is a potluck. So if you would like to bring a dish to pass and stay and have fellowship, we would greatly encourage that. 10 a.m. That's a good thing. 10 a.m. service. And then they didn't say, but I would guess, yes, we bring something to sit on. I don't think. Yes, outside on the front lawn. And then after the potluck service, we will do the float building here. So we'll come back here and we'll start building our church and get a plan for what the fourth looks like, as far as where we're parking, how we're getting to and from. Hi. July 8th, the following Saturday, we will have the ladies' breakfast, and it'll be at my house, mine and David's house. Sorry, but my house. This time, we are asking you to bring your favorite casserole, breakfast casserole, and that will be at 9 a.m. If you need directions, I will post directions to my house. So, and with that, it is now time to check in. I'm not following the schedule. Brock's all over the place. So if you would text.
I go.
Oh, he goes where I go. All right. Text check to 517-522-4062. And there's a surprise after you check in. You should be sent to my version of a digital bulletin. It's not an embarrassing photo of Pastor. If you're at home, we also ask that you would check in, please. Check your children into class and check the attendance for yourselves. If you're guests, you can try it, see if it works. We would love to know. And if you have any problems, please see Brock or I. We will try and figure out why it's not working, if we can. And I think that's all the announcements I have.
Okay, let's go into prayer. I have a few requests here on these. Just a reminder that you can write your prayer requests down here at the back behind the sanctuary doors. Ralph Schmoody is not feeling well today. We'll lift him up in prayer. Terry Lape also not feeling well. He has an 8 a.m. appointment at a specialist tomorrow that's going to look at his aortic aneurysm there. Martha has some dental work coming up tomorrow. Okay. Roseanne, comfort and strength for the family that had the new grandbaby boy born, and on the same day they lost a 24-year-old grandson. He stepped out into traffic, I guess. So that's hard. Are there any other prayer concerns?
Are they
here yet?
No.
A few more hours out? Okay. Paula, could you? We have recently added cancer journeys to our regular prayer time at prayer meeting on Tuesday nights because it's just everywhere you turn. Anyone else? Okay, let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we say good morning to you, Lord. We are so grateful and humbled to be able to meet as a church family here in freedom and just come with hungry hearts and fellowship together. Father, we lift to you this morning Ralph, who's not feeling well. Father, I thank you for his 89 years and that you are just walking this this life with him still and helping him with his breathing and the oxygen tank and all that. And I just ask that you would give his body extra rest and healing today. I lift up to you Terry, who's also not feeling well today. Lord, would you just touch his heart? And you are the great healer, physician, and you know exactly the problem that is apparent in his heart. Father, I ask that you would give the specialists wisdom and skill. Thank you for the appointment tomorrow, and I ask that they would be able to take care of it excellently, swiftly, that he would experience relief and energy. Father, I lift up Martha's appointment, dental appointment tomorrow, and I thank you for dentists who make our lives so much easier, pain-free. I ask again also for skill and wisdom there and relief. I lift up to you, Pastor, and Mindy and Louise as they are traveling back and not quite home from their cross-country journey. I thank you for your traveling mercies. I thank you that they had a beautiful vacation. I just ask that your angels would go before them and behind them and return them safely home to us, well rested. Lastly, I lift up all of our friends, Lord, who are receiving these difficult diagnoses of cancer, different various parts of the body. We lift up the friends of Paul and Jim, who have cancer and are seeking treatment and funding for treatment. Father, would you just open up the floodgates, Lord, and just pour out your blessings, your benefits, your funding, your care, your healing on them. I thank you for, since we're supposed to thank you for everything, I thank you for their cancer journeys that you can use for your good purposes to call them into a deeper relationship with you, or a relationship with you if they do not know you. Ultimately, God, you want the healing of their souls. We thank you that you love them. You're not willing that any should perish. So we're looking to you for your healing touch because the Son came to give life and life abundantly, and we are trusting you for that. We praise you for all the good gifts of your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to stand with us, we'll worship together. that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Shine. in the presence of my enemies. I'll raise a hallelujah louder than my unbelief. I'll raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I'll raise a hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You guys, it is so much easier to fight your battles when you look up and say hallelujah, even if you're ready to cry, right? You can be seated. We have stewardship now.
So our stewardship minute today. I visited a church here on vacation, and the pastor used this passage. I think I'm going to do the same thing. But what I learned looking into it is Paul, our Apostle Paul, he was a fundraiser too. I didn't realize that. I just picked up on this. And so this is kind of his admonishment to the Corinthians, because apparently they had given, made a pledge some time ago to help some of the people in distress, and so he's sending some folks to collect on it, and we're going to pick up here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We'll start in verse 6. Oh, now, this I say, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must do just as he purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound in you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. So I thought that was pretty cool. And what came to mind there is that, like, if you like giving, you give and you get to give more, right? So, and we talked a few weeks ago about how godliness is a means of gain. And back in 1 Timothy, there is a means of gain in godliness. And this giving does is it gives you the opportunity to give more. So it's really cool if that's your heart. And I hope it is. And I'm going to back up a little bit. Chapter 8, before, or this is the beginning of Paul talking to the Corinthians about giving this gift. He's talking about a church in Macedonia that is in a great ordeal of affliction. Their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality. For I testify that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord, begging us with much urging for the favor of participation in the support of the saints. So we're given a lot, and with that comes this responsibility to give back and to be good stewards of what we're given. But it's kind of exciting. It's an opportunity to partner with God. And, man, I just pray that God gives me this, that I'll be begging with much urging for the favor of participating in support of the saints. So with that, I'm going to ask Paula and Jim to come up. And we will dismiss the children. While we're doing that, you thought I forgot, didn't you? I did forget. Oh, if you join me in prayer. Father God, we do thank you that we're given so much. We're blessed just in abundance, and sometimes we don't realize it, but when we do, we just pray that you would urge our hearts to come alongside and just be part of your work in your giving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Feel like worshiping and we are paying attention to those lyrics, then we feel like worshiping. Thank you for being the God of light and truth and love. Thank you that love is more powerful than anything and can transform the hardest heart. You are so good. Thank you for making my 8 million failures disappear. Wow. Thank you for meeting with us here this morning. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. Okay, let's practice our weapons of warfare. Raise a hallelujah.
Of my enemies.
lost your hold on me. Under the sea, in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Sing a little louder.
I will sing when the battle rages, but to actually go out and do it is totally different. And I would like to also challenge you that it is not just about putting on worship music and letting that CD or that radio station do it for you. Sing. You sing. Who is going to try that this week? All right. I'm going to try to remember to ask you next week. Okay, so I'm going to pray and then I'll dismiss you. Father, I thank you for this precedent in your word. The Bible is not a book full of exceptions, meaning they don't apply to us. It is for us. And we do want to raise a hallelujah right in the midst of the battle when we feel like breaking down and hiding and crying, which happens more than we want to admit. So I just thank you for that principle. You laid it down, and it is an operating principle that will not change because you are a God that does not change. So help us in those moments to actually do it. And we're going to stand on your promises. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. You are dismissed. Praise God.
Lord, sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. From the ashes.